This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. What was your busy day, man? Are you just, yeah, I know you said you were fucking with me.
Oh, I just had work, and then I just got back from soccer practice and was doing just more work shit and stuff.
How was your game last night there, free agent?
It's good. We won 5-1. I played goalie, and not gonna lie, homie, like, I fucking did awesome.
Like, I was on fire.
I had a lot of good saves. Like, everyone was like, yo, keep. Yeah, what's up?
What's gonna be great?
I was like, well, for a guy that only played keep in practice to fuck around, I was like, I may have oversold myself in this game, because I'm pretty sure that's where they're going to be wanting me to play the rest of the game.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. I was like, oh, you did really good one time, but then now it's going to be.
Well, it's like, I know I can play at that level, like, every time, but, like, there was one, like, example where, like, I was in the goal and the dude was essentially how you and I look right now to each other. Like, he was fucking close.
Right.
And he, like, ripped a volley, and I did one of these where you, like, kind of jump back to, like, brace the impact, you know? And I just put my hand up and, like, wristed it over the goal, and they were like, oh, shit! And I just, like, jogged off and got the ball and, like, got home later that day. And I was, like, got home that night, and I was like, yeah, that motherfucker's going to be tender tomorrow. Like, that shit fucking, like, it rocked my hand. Like, it peeled it back, and I was like, that was a good save, but, I don't remember the last time my arm has took an impact like that. It's going to be like, what the fuck?
We were up 4-1. Why did I save that? We would have still been fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. That's good. So I to catch up, because I haven't watched it in a few days, I let Dean watch this episode, my son, who's 7. And that may have been a mistake, because at the end he was like, Dad, I don't think I want to watch Lower Decks anymore. He's like, that wasn't even that funny. It was kind of scary. I was like, yeah, Badgie kind of went a little nuts there, didn't he there, bud? I was like, holodeck programs do that every once in a while. It's kind of a trope they go with. I was like, I closed his door, like, when I put him to bed tonight, I was like, I wonder if this is one of those times, like, when a kid, when your parent closes the door, and as soon as they close the door, your eyes, like, snap open, and you're, like, looking around your room, like, waiting for something to move.
Right, he's like looking at all like the comms badges you have decorated on the wall. He's like, fuck, 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 fuck.
I do
fuck,
have
fuck.
A pile back here. Luckily they're here, not in his room. I mean, Badgie went a little bit further than I expected him to. So that was a decent part of this episode.
Yeah, like, this episode was more along the lines of how I thought most of the episode should have been. Like, just that adult aspect. Like, I still didn't chuckle a whole lot through this episode, mm-hmm. but, like, when Badgie was like, I'm gonna rip your eyeballs out, like, I expected more one-liners and things of that nature throughout this whole show. And, like, even the way the team was talking in this show, like, I really kind of was like, this is how you guys should have had it
from day one,
the get-go.
And it's still, yeah. And it's still not far enough, but it's getting,
no, and it's not. Yeah, and it's weird, because everything there, again, there is nothing that is like.
I'll tell you one thing though, that I only recognize tonight, because I usually don't. My son takes the time to go, I know what word they bleeped out. I'm like, I know, son. I know you realize, you know what word they bleeped out. But, like, when Fletcher said, I'm gonna bleep your bleep, there, he's gonna bleep your bleep off. I was like, wait. What was the threat? Because I was like, usually it's like, I'm going to rip your dick off, or they're going to rip your, or they're, you know, fuck your brains out or something. But I was like, what did he, the fact that there was the first bleep, I was like, there were, like, they even bleeped the verb. I was like, holy shit. Because at first I was like, I could put so many things into that. In fact, the fact they bleeped, it's kind of like, did you, like, is that the funny thing? Because, like, good God, what did he say? I mean, there's only so many verbs. It's got to be fuck. But then it was like, I'm going to bleep your bleep off. She's going to bleep your bleep off. And I was like, what does that even mean? So that one kind of got to me tonight because I was like, wait a second. But anyways, I like Delta. I like seeing they talked about Delta shit forever. And then I like when they show up, they're literally like the mirror images of them. Like even one dude even had like an eye patch. Like Rutherford's got the whole like cyborg thing on the one side, and it, yeah. You know, everybody's like flipped genders, you know. But they're all like there's a white one and a dark one, you know. And it was just this must be a beta shift form of a badass. and then when Fletcher rips his flap open, she's like no, we don't have to rip our flaps open. I was like That's classic. That's hilarious. Because every fight like that ever happens in Star Trek, but you know, especially when they're showing like the old school uniforms, they pulled their flap open because they're like drinking or something. And there's like their kicked back, you know, look. So that was funny.
I need my breathing room for punching.
Sorry, I gotta have my flap. This thing's stuffy when I'm all tied into it.
Too tight when it's buttoned. Once these straps come undone, though, it's fucking on, homie.
That's right. So yeah, you're right. It definitely this episode. You're right. There was less to actually like. Chuckle at, but it was more along the adult line.
Yeah, it's like the adult aspect I was looking for, like, finally hit. Mm-hmm. And then I need, like, the comedy of the dude transcending to be a little more in the episodes. And honestly, the episodes, if they're going to just do this show, like, it just needs to be longer. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're going to make episodes that are
actually intriguing, episodes, yeah, like actual, you know, good like plot.
It needs to be longer. I don't even need good plot. Like, I'm just saying, if they want, like, example, the one, like, episode 2, I think it was, like, the convoy, mm-hmm. right? Like, it was so rushed throughout the whole process because of, like, getting the guy there and the crazy stuff that they were doing. If you were to just make it a 30-minute episode or a 45, it wouldn't have been like a weird every cut of the guy in the ship was like some new just story. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, kick him out. We're done.
Yeah.
And then it was like, how the hell did you do all this shit? Right.
Which boggles my mind. And we run into this a lot with a lot of streaming shows, like quit writing your shit. Like it's a TV show. You don't have to make it 42 minutes. We know there's going to be commercial breaks. It doesn't have to be an hour. It can be an hour 10. It can be, you know, 37 minutes with commercials. Nobody cares. Nobody's looking at it. But this one, yeah. It's like they're sticking to that television 22 minutes with, you know, 8 minutes of commercials because I'm too cheap to buy the commercial-free version. I couldn't imagine this if it was commercial-free. I'd feel like you're just getting into it when the show's over.
Yeah, that would be
quite annoying. Awful. Thank God I'm cheap.
Yeah, because it's almost so short that it needs to just be even shorter, right? Like, it just needs to be basically quick skits. Mm-hmm. Like, just break these episodes up then into, like, the funny things that you wrote and all the fluff that's in between. Just ignore it and post out, like, 10-minute clips, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever, every other day or some shit, and just, like, make it a thing. Like, here's what's happening on the lower decks today. Do-do-do-do, just that bullshit, right? Like, instead of these weird
almost episodes.
Yeah, like I don't know what else to call it. It's like a fluffer before the fluffer. Like it's like you don't even worry about going on to fucking set. Like the person that is warming up needs you to warm up with this. Like that's what that fucking episode is. Like it's like you're in the gangbang, but you're fucking number fucking 380. And you got like the fucking six string like fluffer out there who's already been like number one. Really, it's like her break is just going to the back of the fucking line. Like that's what these episodes are. Wow. Is they're just there's not enough of anything.
We've been doing
like,
this to for make 3 years. I'm pretty sure to make you've it never, matter. You've never used porn to explain a plot, to explain an episode situation. I have no idea. Now it's going to be like fluffer scale. Like what scale on the fluffing spectrum is this episode?
Right. Like, do you bring in like, you're like, hey man, we're doing the big ones. It's all A-list porn stars. You better bring in the A-list. Like who's the number one fluffer? Like you get in, you get the fucking homeboy, homegirl, whatever, man, whoever does the trick, get them out there. You need the fucking A-team.
Yeah.
Like,
oh man, yeah, that's new and interesting way. You never fail to surprise me when it comes to this thing. Badgie's gonna be back because we saw the fact at the very end that he like retained some of his conscious of what happened the before the reboot, before he mm-hmm. before he had his neck snapped, I guess. But that was, you know, they're pushing still, you know, small enough the Rutherford Tendy kind of like the, whenever they're going to figure out they like each other. You know, they're all going to date other people, but then, like, finally figured out. I mean, he even admitted this episode she was cute. And, of course, the whole point they were in the holodeck was him trying to impress her with a half-coated thing, which good for him because, you know, I do love how it's space and everything. You know, they fly around in space all the time, but there's still, like, clerical errors where she never went through her spacewalk class in the academy. And so, but like, they gave her a B, and she's just like, I'm not going to say anything. It's like...
That's pretty much like when I transferred out here from Wyoming. They were like, my French was French 1A and 1B, but they read that shit as like 1 and 2, and they threw me in French 3 freshman year, and I walked in and she started talking and I walked right out and was like, no, I do not belong in here.
Whoa.
You've made a mistake.
I was like, there's more people in here with beards. So this is like all upperclassmen. Like, this is not where I want to be right now as a new dude.
Right out. Oh, man.
Walked right out, went to the counselor. I was like, how does it work? Can I do 2 years of another language? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, American Sign Language, please.
Nice. Very nice. I do like how the Boimler and Mariner, like, their thing has now meshed or moved from her and him kind of back and forth to now they're kind of like this team. And you see her when she starts screaming at Fletcher, like, yeah, I cut corners, but I do it because things are stupid. Like, I cut out the dumb shit so I get things done and I can stop working faster than everybody else. But, like, not like hooking your brain up to one of the fucking cores to make yourself smarter. I mean, that's it's like, you know, and it's kind of funny because you won't get this, but people who are Trekkies, he did like a Barkley move. Barkley was this guy that was introduced in TNG like the last few seasons. And it's played by the guy who was on the original A team who played, who was the crazy guy? Murdoch? Is that the crazy guy? Mm-hmm. He's the one that played Murdoch. So great actor, plays, and he played like this like real timid, cautious, but super smart dude. To the point where, like, he would run holodeck programs and, like, he would be, like, D'Artagnan in a swashbuckler. And he had coded all of the bridge crew into his program so he could fight them and tell them off and, you know, run away with Deanna Troi type thing. Like, all on the holodeck. So it was kind of that like, oh, this dude's kind of, you know, he's kind of trying to do something right, but it's really fucked up. And, like, at some point he ends, you know, in TNG, he ends up, like, maybe it was him that made everybody turn back into, like, lizards and shit. It was really fucking weird. Everybody, like, started to de-evolve. I'm not sure if that was him that caused it, but I know that, like, he became, like, a spider. It was really fucking weird. It's like a body horror episode. It's actually really it may have won something that year for their makeup for that, because it was crazy. I haven't seen an episode in a long time. Anyways, that was a dark, that was a start. That was a Trekkie tunnel. Sorry. Well, welcome. Hang on for the ride there,
Welcome
bud.
Welcome back.
So, you know, the Fletcher guy, it's funny. He got, so they, when he finally gets, like, promoted, they get him promoted to get him transferred off the ship. He gets transferred to the Titan, which everybody who's a Trekkie knows is where Thomas Riker's, he's the captain of. Thomas Riker was, I cannot believe I'm doing this for you again. Okay, we're doing it two in a row. Commander Riker was in a transporter accident when he was like a lieutenant back before the Enterprise, and it split him into two people, and one dude got hung in the fucking, in the buffer for like, I don't know, a decade, and then they like stumbled across the ship that had been destroyed, and they, you know, there was like pieces left, and they like, oh, there's still a pattern in the buffer. Whoosh, another Riker. Like, so you had this episode where they're both like trying to figure it out, and like one dude was trying to make moves on Troi, the other one was like, hey dude, I've already done that, like, back off. And then finally Thomas Riker just decided to A, go by Thomas, and B, go off and do his own thing. So the Titan was his ship, and that dude got fired in like 6 days. Which is funny. He's like, I didn't know you couldn't dump trash in the warp core. It just burns everything up anyways. So yeah, there were some decent stuff. You're right. There wasn't a whole lot of chuckles, but there was some cool Trekkie callbacks into it. Some cool references. There's a lot of references that I was like, the worst part about this show, or best, I guess, is like when I hear them rattle shit off that's randomly specific, I'm like, means something that I have no, I'm not that deep of a Trekkie to know what they're talking about. Like Frozen Princesses, they're talking about an episode of Enterprise, which I'm like, I've seen the series. I don't remember that episode exactly. So, yeah, there's a point where like I'm not even deep enough of a Trekkie to like figure out all of the references they go with.
Yeah, it's weird when like, you know, something becomes too cool for its own self, right? Like, it's like, I like the fanfare, man, but you're really, really digging that well. Like, goddamn, like, just at a certain point, you just stop. Like, the stuff that people know beyond that
right.
are for the people that want to go find it. Mm-hmm. Like, not just for the general day-to-day inserting into the line because we know some shit, right? Like, it's like, it's weird because it makes... Petty's not the right word, but I guess disingenuous is probably more so. It almost seems like somebody who came in was a good writer and he's like, oh, I don't know some Trek shit. And like looked up some like top 10 interesting facts that no one fucking knows. Right. And it was like,
I'm right. Yeah. Here.
Got this shit.
Point taken. Yeah. It's definitely, there's like the levels of Trekkie that will understand every reference. Like, it's like, oh, did you get all of them? Did you get?
Yeah,
half
it would
of them?
Be funny if they made like a game about it, mm-hmm. like at the end, be like, see how well you did.
Right.
Or something. Right. And like, even because then dudes like me who aren't into the show, one, I like winning. So you'll catch dudes like me who are like, all right, it's a cool, decent cartoon. But if you did like a, I don't know, a trivia shit at the end, then you had like the characters talking and made it almost interactive, mm-hmm. but like kind of fun, like where they just made fun of you, whether you got the answer right or wrong, you know, anyways. But yeah, like I'd be like, what the fuck was that about? Like you would find me looking for shit, you know, right. that like that's how you would catch a dude like me in this or something, you know, because there's a whole bunch of dudes that are like bar rats, but are trivia dudes. Mm-hmm. They're like, I like that shit. And they'll sit down with a beer and watch the show and then play the dumb little game at the end. And there you go. You got them.
Right. The bridge crew is funny this week just because of her. Okay, I'm starting to dig Shax a lot, the security guy. He's quickly becoming my favorite bridge crew guy just because he's always like a big baby. He's like, I've been really good this month. Can I please shoot their warp core? And like her
yeah.
and the captain's whole like taking diplomacy like to the complete nth, to the point where if things hadn't gone the way they did, like the shields weren't up and the next thing that got thrown at them was going to blow the entire, they're about to jump on friggin' like escape pods. She took that so long where she just like waited to not fire on them, you know, yeah. They got out of it by, you know, by sheer chance. And like, just like that's humorous to Trekkies because it is that whole like, oh, we got to be diplomatic. We only want to fire at the last second. Like the other people didn't have weapons, but they are, I've never seen anybody use a tractor beam to hurl shit at. So that was kind of cool. You know, fighting over the junk. It was, you know, that was an interesting thing. And once again, it's the same setup as last week where the bridge crew's, what's happening to the bridge crew is in one way, shape, or form affecting the lower decks in their episode. You know, the first thing that hits the ship fries the holodeck and messes everything up there and almost kills the two people in the holodeck.
Yeah.
And of course, the fact that they were in the holodeck was because they were going to have to do a spacewalk to get the trash. To go find, you know, I thought they could have built it. It could have been the most awesomely boring episode to watch them like geek out over the junk they found. I almost thought that's what it was going to be. It was like, they were going to just like pull this old derelict space, you know, blatantly like old Star Trek ship, you know, Starfleet ship. And like all the weird shit they're going to find somehow, you know, that'd have been cool. Like Easter egg type shit as well. For them to be digging through like all the debris, and they could have hidden all kinds of shit in there, but that is not what it became. So we had to deal with the choo choo.
Not that at all.
We had to deal with the choo choo dance, which was intriguing in and of itself.
Yeah, they were going hard for that choo choo.
They were
dance.
All about that.
They're like, dude, and then when she put in the extra choo, like, oh my god!
The one dude from Delta.
I think that was the one part I laughed at the most because it was just so dumb that it was funny.
We were there with you. I was crying. I saw you crying. You can't deny it. Like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was all around, not the best, but not the worst episode. It had its moments, and like you said, Badgie went a little nuts. We had a little bit of blood. a little bit of tearing arms off. I mean, it went a little bit hardcore. That being said, I happened to like watch a random Rick and Morty episode yesterday just on a whim and like outwardly laughed my ass off numerous times. And I was like, I don't do that with this show. I don't.
Yeah.
I want to so bad. And I ponder if they can. Like, it's not because the writers aren't able to. I'm just trying to figure out if the universe, the world that they are saddled to, would let them. I don't know if Rick and Morty is funny because it's not that it makes no sense. It's that nothing is ever what it seems, and you have to like just settle on that and know that like crazy shit. And then like half the people in the cast, half the people you see on screen aren't the original ones from the very first episode. Like they've died and he's replaced him and that kind of shit. Like all that kind of stuff. That's. I'm not sure if the unhinged of the universes in Rick and Morty make it so funny, or if it's just because I think the writers are doing a good. The shows are for Lower Decks are intriguing, and they are Star Trek episodes. I just need that. I want to be like, just get me like dying.
Yeah, laughing. I just don't see why it can't be
even
funny.
Even just
as
one
well.
Time an episode where I'm just literally on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't laugh my ass off at like every episode of Archer or even Rick and Morty, but the ones that I don't are usually a little more serious episodes or something because it needs to happen for like their overall season plot, right? But every other episode, there's at least one point where I'm just like almost in fucking tears,
right,
laughing. Or, you know, when I look at the season as a whole, I go, yeah, that's good. Like if I broke down what I've seen so far with this season, I mean, like I couldn't pitch it to anybody, but I also couldn't be like, don't watch it. It's not shit. Exactly. I would have to be like, you might like it.
Right.
You Give might it a like chance. It. Yeah. Like, yeah, like that's the only thing I can say for it. You know, I'd be like, it's got its moments. You might like it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
But
where like the first time you watched Archer or Rick and Morty or The Simpsons and Family Guy, like you were like, yo, watch this if you have not fucking seen this show yet, man. Like this is great.
Right. Agreed. So decent episode. Let's talk a little bit of other TV for just a minute before we sign off here. So you mentioned
Hoops. Are you gonna talk Hoops?
You mentioned Hoops. I watched some of the funny stuff and I watched the trailer for it on YouTube. I don't have Netflix right now, so I don't have it, but I told you yesterday, I already have one point. It already has one good thumbs up for me because it has the dude from New Girl in it, the guy that played Nick. So he's hilarious. And
yeah, if you like his voice when he does his like, okay, in New Girl, when he did his tax attorney guy or like his betting dude,
right?
Like when he speaks like that, like he's like the horse guy or whatever. If you like that voice and then just with basically absurd cussing through pretty much just the most ridiculous of situations, you're going to love the show. And that's why I love it. Because it's just, you know, like he's sitting there talking about his wife's new boyfriend because he refuses to sign the divorce papers. But he's like, he's a beautiful man. I love him. He's got a beautiful dick. Like the dick on this guy's fucking magnificent. And it's shit like that throughout the whole episode. And even like, okay, we all know stereotypes happen for a reason. And there is like the most stereotypical, like white trash kind of jittery I've built wrong, like because I'm inbred almost fucking kid on the show.
Uh-huh.
And dude, his little one-liners, like when he fucking chimes in, are just like tear jerking because they're so, I mean, there's no other way to put it. They're just so beyond rednecky and like white trashy that you're just like, holy shit, you beautiful little fucking deformed angel.
So is this in season one? Did it just drop recently?
Yeah, I just was like opened up Netflix and it was like Hoops. And I saw like Jack Johnson was like the voice or whatever. And I like clicked it and I do not like the opening. So I was like, all right, if the intro song is any indication of the show, I'm really, really not going to like it.
Right.
But it's not. It's just a bad intro.
Okay,
it's just
good.
A bad intro.
I may have to check it out.
And then I listened to him talk and like just kind of the first opening conversation he had with like the general people in the show. I was like, yep, I'm going to like this. Like I'm going to like this a lot.
So you've been busy today. Did you happen to catch that the Mandalorian season 2 trailer dropped today?
Oh.
Okay. Do you have any desire to watch it?
No, not really.
Okay. Because, I mean, yeah, I know you don't like the trailers in the first place. It looks true to form. It looks really good. I'm kind of sad it's on during Discovery. And if we get a way to... If we find a way to shorten our Discovery reviews to like 30 minutes, and we have to slip in some Mandalorian talk there starting October 30th, just saying, because it looks really good. And it looks, and there's like funny stuff in it, like in the trailer. So I'm not spoiling anything except for, you know, people like you who don't watch the trailer. At some point he arrives into like a space WWE arena. Like there's a fucking a ring with ropes and like like, and these dudes too. I forget their, see that I'm a Trekkie, not a Star Wars super freak. So the green guys, the green pig guys with the mouth and the green and the whatever. Anyways, they're fighting in the ring. Well, at some point he's like,
things are called like fucking Narlax or some shit.
Are you gonna? I don't know. Good.
I don't know, dude. I probably just made up some fucking word right there.
Right. But at some point. He's talking to somebody in the crowd. That's like where their meeting spot was. And then he says some shit and like three guys around him, like stand up and point guns at his head. And so you get the shot of baby Yoda. Who's next to him in his little egg thing. Well,
however I spelled Narlek was most certainly not correct. Cause that's a fictional character in Harry Potter.
That is probably correct. And so like, you get the shot. So the guys point their head, their guns at the Mandalorian's head.
I was thinking of the Sarlacc pit.
The Sarlacc pit. That is correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but I don't know. Narlacc was most certainly a character in Harry Potter though. Like I went, when the face popped up, I went
like, I know that.
That is not what I expected.
But yeah. So when the guys point their guns at his head, the shot from Baby Yoda, you can see him in his little egg thing. And like, Mando's his wrist and like his like wrist thing like lights up like he's getting ready to do some shit, and Baby Yoda just reaches out and pushes a button on his thing and goes back and it shit closes on top of him and he's like, nope, I'm out. And it was, I mean, so it's like some fun. I was like, okay, so there's gonna be some nice like lighthearted funny shit, and then Mando's gonna whoop some ass. I'm cool with that. So that's coming out October 30th. The trailer looks pretty rad, and that's exciting. I take it you have not had a chance to watch Raised by Wolves yet. On HBO Max?
No, I don't have any way to watch it.
Man, let me tell you what. If you have the ability to watch this episode, this show, it is a slow...
What is it about again? Because I've honestly forgot.
Okay, boy, this is rough. Here we go. So, I think it's like 1,000...
Just cliff note it. Like, just,
oh, no,
like...
I'm telling you the streamlined version of the plot.
Okay, is there an animal?
No, there's no. Well, it's okay. It's space. Just let me. Don't you know what? Don't listen to the title. Don't listen
don't
to the title.
The rails. Don't take me off the rails.
Because honestly, I ignored the show for months. Like the trailer, I saw Raised by Wolves, and I was like, I don't want to watch a fucking I'm in the Woods shit. Like I don't want to watch, you know, Jungle Book or whatever. It's not, you know, it's not anything near what it's called.
Oh, I think I've seen this on like one of the commercials that popped through. Is this shit all out in like? Kind of Dune,
kind of, yeah. It's looking, it's that space.
Yeah.
So you had.
Yeah, it's got the crazy short-haired lady.
Christians, or some sort of religion that Earth had, like the main Earth religion that formed like 1,000 years from now. And
oh, it's got the Vikings,
atheists,
okay.
And they had a giant fight. The Christians had androids that could they were literally hover over the battlefields, and they could just like splatter people with things they emit from their mouths, and you don't know any of that until the first episode. And when that happens, you're like, because it's a real slow burn. Like it's very 2001 in Space Odyssey. It's very like they're letting you like take in how everything looks, the way people are behaving, and stuff. And it's not like a whole bunch of like crazy action until like the last 5 minutes of the first episode, and then you're like, okay. I'm on board for this if this is going to be how it is at the end of every episode, which it kind of does for the first few episodes, and then it just gets like, then it gets real intriguing, and you're like, I'm all the way in. So,
gotcha.
Very cool, a very cool show. But yeah, those are, what's the other thing I'm watching right now? Lovecraft Country, which is crazy, because it takes 1950s America for black folk and turns it on its head, and it's like that plus monsters. It's like, okay, here we go. And it's crazy, and nothing surprises me anymore with television. Like, nothing surprises me. Like, when, you know, the first episode, they're, at the end of it, they're taken out in the woods by a bunch of backcountry redneck sheriff, like, and deputies, and they're about to be literally shot and just left out there until giant monster, giant mouth things, like, eat all of the cops. And you're like, because it got real, like, it was that whole, like, you're like, this is really uncomfortable because this is how the world was, is for a lot of folks, and it sucks to watch this. And then monsters start ripping people apart, and you're like, I was not expecting that. Like, my soul was not going there with this. So it's wild. It's a good show. It's also one where shit just
can't. It's good when a TV show can do something that makes, or I mean a movie, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it is like a horror movie or even like a comedy scene where you're just like, I mean, that was funny, but I kind of feel weird, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when whatever point they're trying to drive home, like, makes you almost feel uncomfortable, and you just go, I don't like that something through an object that I can turn off can make me make my brain release shit to my body that makes me feel the way I am feeling right now. I don't like that.
Right.
But then you're like, I really do like that.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, so that's it for TV right now. I know a few things are coming down the pipe. Discovery's October 15th. Like I said, Mandalorian Season 2 is October 30th. These are all the things that were in production or finishing production as COVID hit. So we haven't necessarily hit our lag, I guess is a good way of putting it, of television, like where you're just going to realize that nothing is coming out for like 6 months. But we are slowly getting there. Other than that, any final words from you, sir? If not, we'll let these nice people go on to their next podcast.
Nope. Go on, get.
Go on, get. We'll catch you guys next week.